And welcome to Motopod, the internet radio show all about motorcycle road racing. This is episode number 596. Today's show is going to be a little bit different. What we're going to do is I'm going to go through our usual spiel in the beginning, get us caught up on a few things, but then we're going to jump right to interviews. Scott Bolton was out at the Atlanta Short Track from Woodstock, Georgia this past weekend. Got us some really cool interviews. There's James the Rocket Rispoli, Xavier X-Men Zayat, Oliver Brindley, who is Dave's fellow UK mate, and Max Killer Whale. He's a fast Aussie kid. You guys are going to enjoy these interviews. I know I did. But before we get to those interviews, let's start the show the way that we always do. First and foremost, let's thank the donors. Donors, thank you very much for getting out to us this week. I don't have the name list in front of me, but we do appreciate everything that you guys do for the show. Remember, folks, if you want to be a donator, all you need to do is go over to motopodcast.com. There's a donate buttons right there on the left-hand side. You'll see the two ones. There's the gold. You can either subscribe and do a monthly payment for a little subscription, maybe like a dollar or two if you want. Whichever, we appreciate it. You guys know how this works. You've listened to this a bunch of times. Just going through my spiel. If PayPal's not your thing, patreon.com/motopod is another way you can reach out and donate to us. Every little bit helps us get out to the shows, much like Scott Bolton got out and got these wonderful interviews at the Atlanta Flat Track. Now, a little bit of errata. Last week, I even went back in editing and still didn't come out correct when we were talking about the Ducati rev limits. Well, we had a few folks jump on me, which is fine. I appreciate it. Got me educated on a few things. I went and looked at the rule book. Me and Derek are going to have a nice long chat about that the next time he's on the show and we do a little bit of a World Superbike podcast. So stay tuned for that. Some really interesting facts and a little bit of knowledge that we can spread in case anybody else is just as confused or ignorant as me. So, in this week's news, we have something very, very exciting. We have tickets to give away. This isn't normally what we get to do here on the show, but I'm very, very excited to announce that our very own Scott Bolton, who is at MotoDog650, was contacted by Moto America, and they said, hey, we have 10 two-day passes for Road Atlanta to give away. That's awesome, right? So what are we going to do? So I sat around and thought, what's a good little competition we could have on such short notice? And so I figured, you can go on Twitter, and you at Scott, that's at MotoDog650, send him your best pose on your favorite motorcycle, and the top 10 people, or maybe 5 people who get an extra ticket to take somebody with them, get the tickets. I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. But anyway, you need to hit him up. Just jump on Twitter, at MotoDog650. I think I've said his name enough. If you can't remember by now, well, you know, hit rewind. You'll be good. Alrighty. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of news this week that we really want to cover. Just your usual, Lorenzo's feeling better, Marquez is feeling better. Commission tires hang on the track down there in Argentina. We're going to find out. But folks, that's enough jammering out of me. Holding a show down by yourself. I got to give credit to people who do this every day. It's weird talking to yourself in a room, trying to get your thoughts together on such a short notice. It doesn't work too well for me. I need a little bit of a couple seconds there to think like, oh, what do I need to say here? It's much easier with the co-host, which I'm happy to announce we will have back next week instead of just listening to me go on and go on. Anyway, you're probably sick of hearing me. Let's get to the interviews, and then we'll get out of here.
Okay, here in the roof systems, pits, Yamaha, Oliver Brindley. Oliver, man, third year over here in the AFT, and you're moving up in the world.
Yep. I've got a little more support these days, and I'm fortunate enough to have Charlie Van Lang come and help me, and you know the guys that work for the team as well, like Andrew Butler, and we're just working at trying to get some results.
Well, you're looking pretty good out there. I think he's what, second in your heat race, moving on to the semi.
Yeah, we've come across a couple of issues in the heat, but you know, set a good lap. You know, we changed some bits going into the heat race, and Charlie Van Land's got me pretty dialed in, so, yeah. Woody Calmer was pulling strong. It was impressive, so, yeah, I'm ready for the semi.
Yeah, so coming in here out of Daytona, what's your thoughts, you know, after the first round?
First round, you know, I was set pole out of the out of qualifying, and I was fast in the heat semi. I was leading it all and made a stupid mistake in the last corner in the semi after a few problems, but Yeah, we pulled something that night. So yeah, thanks.
Got to sign an autograph here. It's during the fan walk. Take care of the fans. Absolutely.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. So, anyways, so you know, kind of bittersweet, man. You was fast down there, but things didn't quite work out. But now you're here tonight.
Right.
You know, a lot of people say, you know, just survive Daytona, and then the season starts.
Yeah. So Daytona's always a survival. We pulled some out of the bag. How you doing? There you go.
Thank you.
No worries. Yeah, we pulled some out of the bag with a provisional stock card. So yeah, we not top 10. You know, 19 points. So yeah. Try and do a little better tonight. Hopefully, put her on the box, eh?
Yeah. Well, like I say, man, you know, that's the thing about Daytona. Come out of there with some points and then move forward. You know.
Yeah.
So for sure. So third year here at the Atlanta Short Track. So track different than times before, or any.
Every time we show up, it's different. So, you know, it's that's dirt track, though. You know, you take as many notes as you want, but at the end of the day, the track's gonna be different every year. So, it's a little drier this year, but it's technical. So, you know, more technical, more the rider has an input. So, yeah.
Yeah, and obviously, unlike last year, we're gonna get to do a little night racing this year.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, moisture's gonna come up. We're gonna see a different track again. So, yeah.
Well, Oliver, we're super pumped to have you back over here in the series again for a third year, and you know, hope this is the year you get up there and you know, challenge for that top spot. You know, we know you got it in you, and you definitely got a good program behind you, and it's good to see you put the work in, and it's starting to pay off.
Yeah, we're gonna keep high. Me and Charlie are gonna be cruising around, you know, different races and stuff, and you know, he's a big help. So I think we can, you know, make a little success, hopefully.
Good deal. Well, Oliver, as always, appreciate you talking to us here on Moto Podcast. I know we got a lot of fans in the UK that you know, like to hear how things are going for you over here. So yeah, for sure, man. Wishing you the best for the night and the rest of the season.
Thank you. I'd like to say hello to Dave Neal.
Yeah, Dave-o, absolutely appreciate that. Hear that, Dave? All right, good deal. Thanks, Oliver.
See ya.
Okay, here in the Wehrbach Racing pits, Maxwell, Max Killerwell, I think Scotty Dubler's nicknamed you, out of Australia. Max, what do you think about Dixie Speedway tonight?
Yeah, it's a fun track. It's rather slick, but a lot of racing lines, and it's fun.
Now, you were here last year, is that correct, or is it?
Yeah, I was here last year. You know, struggled a lot, but come back this year and we'll learn a lot more and a lot more confident.
Yeah, so. Looking, you know, looking good for the season this year. It looks like you got a good program behind you.
Yeah, got a really good program. The Wehrbach Racing and helped out a lot. And the Kawasaki's are really good.
Yeah,
it's got a good team.
Yeah, cool. So, you know, coming out of the from down under, as we say here in the States. You know, obviously had some flat track experience down there.
Yeah, it's different back home. We run a 21-inch front tire with an 18-inch Charles tire rear. Over here, we run a 19-inch front and 19-inch rear, so it's a bit different. And but you know, it's a learning. It's like last year was my learning year, and I think this year we're going good.
I mean, you know, you had some good results last year, and this year starting out strong. What's some thoughts coming out of Daytona?
You know, I was really happy with the fifth place. You know, just to leave a ton with points is, you know, really good. So with fifth, I was really happy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what everybody says. You know, just come out of Daytona with some points and then start the season.
Yeah. No, it was tough. There's I think there's like 70 people going for a 16 rider cut, so it was tough. But yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, a little bit different this year here at the Atlanta Short Track. Obviously, last year, you know, got into the program, rain came and had to finish up the next day, so at least today or tonight you'll get to do some racing under the lights.
Yeah, no, I think it'll be good tonight. You know, the moisture will come back up and it'll be really awesome.
Yeah, I know the track crew's kind of been fighting with track prep today, but yeah, like I say, it should be a great show under the lights here later. So any tracks from last year that you're really looking forward to getting back to next year, or just all of them? Or
you know, I'm just excited for all of them, obviously, but I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting back on the cushions. Like Meadowlands Mile, the last race of the year, that was a really fun one. And, you know, just with a bit of loose dirt, Springfield TT, Buffalo Chip TT, you know, I like those sort of tracks. It's fun.
Yeah, that Buffalo Chip TT, obviously a cool race, the way they got that thing set up. Yeah, you know, like I say, Max, here on Moto Podcast, we appreciate our, American riders here, but, you know, we're pumped about the riders from other countries coming in, you know, the international flair that it's bringing to the series. And it's, you know, I was just talking to Oliver Brindley, we got Fran Carduce over here, and, it's cool to see you guys over here giving it a go in the series, and, it's good for the series, it's good for all involved.
Yeah, no, it's good fun. It's good fun, it's a good series, and I'm really enjoying it.
So you plan on trying to stay over here for just as long as possible, do the singles thing, maybe one day move up to the twins?
Yeah, finish the singles this year and see what happens, but hoping for a ride or, I got a ride now, but hoping to get on the twins next year, yeah.
Awesome. Well, Max, hey, man, appreciate you taking a little bit of time. I know we're up against the semis here. Wish you the best of luck out here. Hope you, improve on that top five from Daytona. Maybe see you up on the podium tonight.
That'd be awesome. Thank you very much.
Great. Thanks, Max. Okay, Scott Bolton here, Moto Podcast. American Flat Track, Atlanta Short Track here in the pits of the number 71 Kawasaki. James the Rocket Rispoli. Fan walk, so he's a little busy right now. Got a lot of fans, but taking time out to speak with us here. James, thanks for joining us on Moto Podcast.
No worries.
So James, back to the States, kind of getting back to your roots in the flat track range. Anyway, James, so first off, I guess here at Dixie Speedway, you did the Daytona TT, had kind of a rough outing there, but you've transferred into the semis here. What do you think about the track?
I think it's pretty good. It's, it's a typical dirt track now. It's got a lot of banking, a lot of roll speed going on. I think as well as the start of the season wasn't great for us. Second year in a row, we crashed out of Daytona, doing pretty well. So it's kind of a shame, but at the same time, it's not the end of the world. We're picking things up here. The problem is, our program's 4 weeks old. And I've never, I haven't rode dirt track in 5 years, realistically, at a level, race by race. And the issue is that, we just don't have any time on these bikes. And that's kind of like it in a nutshell. So, all right.
Yeah, well, like you say, it's, pretty much every, so far every race, practice session, heat, semis, it's all practice, working up to, figuring out your program. So, considering all that, having a pretty good showing so far tonight, as far as the track itself, is it, hopefully as the sun goes down, some moisture starts coming up, it'll come in a little bit.
Yeah, no, it should come in a little bit more. The thing is about this track is it's a lot of roll speed. That's something I should have, but just unfortunately we're struggling a little bit, and it's a shame because I should be at the front of this thing. But it's all right. We'll take the licks now, I've never built my own program before, let alone I haven't really worked on a bike in, 8 years, I've literally gone back to the drawing board and, I've got a lot of friends and, support on board, but, realistically it's kind of, me and my buddy behind me and we're just building the bike to go dirt tracking, and it's kind of old school, but, we're here, we're doing it, and, it'll be something in I would say, mid-season, 6 months, I think will be a different program that everybody will look at. Right now everyone just sees us struggling, but at the end of the day, we're still only 0.2 off, and we haven't raced, so I'm all right. I'm having a good time. We just I got to keep working, and this is part of it. This is where it's something I could take away from road racing is we just you got to grind out. You need data. You got to keep moving forward.
Yeah, absolutely. Flat track. Some people look at it more as a primitive form of the sport, but not so much. There's a lot that goes into this discipline of racing, just like road racing. So, you just came back from several years over in the British, super stock series, and I know a lot of fans. Motopod has a lot of fans over there in the in the United Kingdom, and I know a lot of those guys are missing you. Saw a lot of posts about people hating to see you go from over there.
Oh man, it's a shame, dude. We finished fourth in the season last year. At 7 podiums, it's a shame to leave, but sometimes you just have to. There's a different calling, and right now it's dirt track, and you know, I love the UK. I've got them on every helmet, you know, and it's like I feel like I'm part of, you know, part of Britain and that whole deal. So is what it is, you know. Hopefully we can, you know, bring some fans across and get some more into dirt track, you know. And you know, the thing is about dirt track is they open me up with open arms, you know, and it's been fun. It's been hard so far, but realistically, I know once we get a competitive package underneath us, we'll be right at the sharp end.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, of course, you know, a lot of us, you know, fans that have been in the sport longer, remember you back in the road racing days over here, you know, and your super sport days. You had a lot of success there. We're glad to see you back over here, but I know it's a little bit bittersweet for you, but man, glad to see you back here on the dirt. It's, AFT's really booming right now, and they need somebody like you, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, AFT's booming, and the thing is like, you know, it's not like I left on a downward spiral. You know, I left on a high over there, so like, it's cool. Like, you know, I've kind of accepted that a little bit. You know, I think there'll be some more. You know, I'll probably do a couple wild cards somewhere along the line. Like, I haven't given up on road racing, but right now we want to build a program and we want to just, you know, we want to have fun and like, look what we've done in, you know, I mean, behind us, like what we've done in 4 weeks. You know, we look good, and you know, we just need to continue like putting that development together. And you know, like, we don't even have new leathers, we don't have anything, you know, it's so late right now, like, yeah. We can't get motor parts, can't get anything, so, you know, all the whole time, you know, we're just continuing just looking for, you know, a bit of support here and there, and we'll just, you know, we'll start working on our West Coast tour and see if we can't build a motor where we can actually, like, go against these boys.
Yeah, and, you know, it's obviously it's crossover sports, you know, you got a lot of guys, you know, JD, Xavier's eye, you know, a lot of road racers come back here and do the flat track thing, and, you know, we're glad to see you out here. We're looking forward to seeing you back out. We'd love to see you over in the Moto A paddock, you know, that'd be great.
Yeah, no, we tried to have that come through. We tried to have the kind of the last seat, the last ride there, but, you know, unfortunately, it was just something we couldn't put together. And, you know, the sport's actually in a really bad way with financially. So, you know, unfortunately, there's no rides. There's only four paying rides. And, you know, when you come from making a salary for the last 6 years, you just... That's, you know, you can't just ride for zero when you're, you know, risking your life for racing. Like, I don't care how much it is. Like, at the end of the day, like, you need to make money doing it. So.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like I say, it's, you know, you're putting your life on the line out there and doing it for the love of it, but you need to make a living at the end of the day. You know, James, I know it's, you know, coming off a kind of a hard time recently with, you know, Keith Flint and his passing. You know, the guy gave you a big start over there, you know, when starting the British scene, and you know, I know you're carrying on his memory, and you know, trying to move forward best you can, you know, in his honor.
Yeah, 100%. You know, Keith literally gave me everything when I was over there. He brought me over as an American. He could have picked any, you know, UK guy, you know, but I picked an American to come over. He supported me for 2 years. Literally gave my shop in the UK. So, it's. You know, it's a shame, you know, like, I feel super bad, so we did the helmet for him, you know, and, but at the end of the day, like, my memories of Keith were amazing, you know, that guy was the coolest guy on earth, I've said it numerous times, and it's like, he literally would give you, you know, the shirt off his back, that's how cool he was, and, you know, for me, like, that says something, and, you know, like, I always remember what he taught me, and, you know, he kind of, pretty much, I always say, like, he kind of made my career in the UK. Without him, I don't think I'd have ever had the 5 years that I had and have the support over there. So, you know, that being, we just try to see if we can't do something tonight and, you know, do it in his memory, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think it's the coolest story where you met him, you know, and, you know, met him at the fence on the side of the track, and, you Dude, know, it all went from there.
It was insane, man. At Le Mans, like, literally, we just, I just met him on the fence, and
23.
He was... like, hey, we're building a team, you know, we want you, like, you interested? And I was like, yeah, and literally put me on a flight that day. So it was crazy. Like, I came back a week later, and that's kind of how it happened. So it was insane.
Yeah, that's a great story, absolutely. So definitely good memories there, and to keep the memory of Keith alive, actually. So, well, James, hey, man, I'll let you deal with the fans here. I appreciate your time. And,
no worries.
You know, best of luck rest of the night. Hope to see you in the main, and good luck moving forward the rest of the season, bro.
Yeah, we're making the main. Like, that's we got it. It'd be a bad day if we don't do that.
Yeah, we look to see you there, brother.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks, James.
Here in the pits of the number 214 roof systems, the X-Man, Xavier Zayat. Xavier, what do you think about Dixie Speedway?
Fantastic. Awesome track. Really smooth. The track guys have been keeping it really well, and I'm having a blast.
Good deal. So you're obviously going on to the semis?
Yep.
You're working on the bike, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, we're making some changes. We don't have too much time in the flat track world. I usually road race, so I'm used to much more, you know, 3 days and just... So everything's quick, but it's really a blast. I do this, honestly, for fun. I really love this. I love it.
So you've obviously got some flat track experience. You look pretty good out there.
Honestly, I mean, I haven't ridden big tracks, really. I've ridden some smaller tracks, and I can count on one hand how many races I've done in my lifetime as far as flat track goes. I'm definitely something I'm trying to get into and trying to learn from some really fast guys, and I think it'll help a lot in road racing. So that's what it's about.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know they call this a short track, but I know a lot of the guys I've talked to says it races more like a half mile.
Yeah, I've done 1.5 mile in my life, and it was really hard. And this, you know, is just like a half mile. It's fast. You got to keep the wheels in line, and I usually like sliding the bike around, throwing it around and stuff. But this kind of, you have to keep a level head, and it's really like road racing. You just got to be smooth and fast, and just don't slide too much, and it's a blast.
So, Xavier, are you in for the full season on the American flat track schedule, or are you just going from race to race?
I am trying. This right now, what you're looking at is my moto bike. It's a 2019 450 Kawasaki at KX450F, and I bought a pipe, I bought a slipper clutch, I got Davey Durrell to do my suspension, and I bought some wheels.
Wow. And, of course, Davey's out there racing in the Astro Cup.
Yep, I saw. He's ripping it, so he obviously knows how to set a Bull Taco up, too.
Yeah, no doubt. So as far as road racing, any plans there for this year?
Yep, Motor America Supersport. I'm getting a lot of help from N2 Racing this year. They just won the Daytona 200 with Kyle Wyman, so I've got some good hands on my bikes, and also with the help of Westby Racing. They are helping us a lot this winter, getting us, you know, getting the bikes together and taking care of a lot of stuff for us. And yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, and of course, you know, speaking of Westby, a lot of people thinking about Dane today. You know, it's
definitely racing with him in my heart out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Road Atlanta in just a couple of weeks.
Two weeks. Yeah. Yep. I kind of figured out I'd come down here and get a feel for the atmosphere here in Atlanta. So.
Yeah. Barbecue, corn dogs, all that good stuff.
Yep. Awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, hey, Xavier, we know you're busy here trying to get ready to go into the semis, man, and wish you the best of luck. You know, a lot of us road racing fans are super pumped to see you out here on the dirt, man, but looking forward to seeing you back, you know, doing the twisties. So we'll see you a couple of weeks at Road Atlanta, and, you know, hope to see you in the main tonight.
Hopefully. I would love that. Would make my day, make my year. It would be a great start to the year.
Cool. All right, Xavier Zayat, the X-Man. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Once again, thanks to Scott Bolton, who got us those wonderful interviews there from the Atlantic short track there in Woodstock, Georgia. I need to get out to see some short track. That's something I've never done. Even being here, there's tracks that are not that far away from me. I got to get out and see this stuff. Everybody tells me they're fantastic. If you're nearby a track, make sure you check them out too. And now we're going to get to our usual getting out of the show. Remember, folks, you can email us at motopod@motopodcast.com. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/motopod. That's the Motopod fan page. You can get over there and give us a like. On Twitter, we're @moto_pod. You can jump on there and follow us there for any news announcements. If you get your podcasts from iTunes, go ahead, hop on there, give us a rating, 1 star, 5 stars, whichever you see fit, little review. It helps us get out to, you know, to more people, and it lets us know if we're doing a good job or not. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SkylarV28. And then, of course, our other hosts, such as Derek. He's @MotoDerekC on both Twitter and Instagram. @Andy_Course on Twitter. Jim is @MotoRGV on both Twitter and Instagram. And remember, folks, most importantly, Scott Bolton is @MotoDog650. Hit him up. Show him your favorite motorcycle, your favorite pose, and we will pick the best ones to give the tickets away. Remember, folks, that race is also coming up very soon. It'll be April 5th through 7th, so make sure you get those pictures in quickly to Scott so we can get those tickets out to you as fast as possible. All right, folks, that's enough of me. We will catch you later. Zoom, zoom.